In concise phrases, often no longer than a verse from the Bible, profound thoughts can be communicated, as long as those taking part in the conversation do not neglect to cultivate their own inner lives. Those were Pope Benedict's words in this year's message for World Communications Day. Now he himself will be tweeting some of those concise phrases, less than 140 characters in length to be precise, to try and share the good news of Christ with those seeking answers to life's key questions on their computers, iPads, tablets or smartphones. Figures show over 500 million people now have Twitter accounts, and at least a quarter of those are using it as their main means of daily communication. Before December 12th, they can send questions to the Pope on issues of faith, some of which he'll try and answer with his first tweets that you can watch in real time during his general audience that day. The account goes live in 8 languages to start with, and the official name or handle for English language users is simply @Pontifex, with #AskPontifex if you want to send in a question of faith. But why did the Twitter company work so hard with the Vatican to help launch this new papal account? A question I put to Twitter's Director of Social Innovation, Claire Diaz-Ortiz.
As a company, it's important for us to have influential leaders throughout the world on Twitter, and obviously the Pope is perhaps the most important religious leader in the world who's joining our platform. We've seen great work done by other religious leaders in terms of their engagement levels and what it means for them to reach people. And so we're really eager and hopeful that the Pope will be able to connect with believers and non-believers alike.
Of course, you can already read, hear and watch the Pope speaking in many other online ways. But according to the techies, Twitter is the easiest, most cost-effective way of reaching the largest numbers of people today. Although Benedict himself won't be worrying about the technicalities and won't be seen regularly checking into his account, he will be selecting the messages to tweet, and he does see it as a vital way of promoting a more personal and active dialogue of faith with men and women today. Monsignor Paul Tai is Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.
I think symbolically this is very important. This is the head of the church. This is going into the new digital arena to share his words, to share his ideas. Okay, what effect will it have? It's not going to change everything. But it is a very important sign and symbol. It's the Pope as the symbol of unity going in there and saying, I'm going to share my words in this important arena, not just Twitter, but new media in general, and that the church has to be present there. So it's an encouragement. It's a saying, maybe well done to those in the church who are already very present and have been using Twitter and have been using other forms of social media to bring the message of the gospel to a wider group of people. And then it's probably an encouragement for others to go there and follow. I think one of the things is for us it's important is it's part of a larger strategy. This is the Pope going into Twitter. Part of the dynamic of Twitter, the great thing about Twitter is it's a dynamic media. It's people ask questions and want to get answers. Obviously, in the given the logistics, it's not going to be the Pope answering. But we have a whole church here who is now in a position to see those questions and begin to answer those questions. We don't need to wait for the Pope. And I think that's particularly important because the questions may emerge from particular cultures and different languages, emerge in very different situations, and it's up to people locally to be able to communicate that. So I think what is a good symbol is it's the Pope going into Twitter, which is a sign of the Church Universal being present, but it's also relying on the Church locally to follow up in the engagement and to make ourselves present dialogically in this new arena, which is so important, not just for young people, but for, in many ways, the future of communications.
So it's not the Pope himself who'll be there on his smartphone. How is it going to work technically? But what can you expect
very,
on this
very
account?
Clearly it means is that when the Holy Father is working on various sermons or talks or ideas, he will give explicit attention to how to formulate a shorter message that will be tweeted in his name.
140 characters.
140 characters. And this may be carrying also the URL of the Fuller Discourse, obviously, allowing people to. So I see this as an entry-level engagement. The Pope speaks, he says something, Archbishop Celli's idea of pearls of wisdom, which are inviting people for a deeper or more profound engagement. But it's the Pope's thoughts, the Pope's words that are going to be present there.
You've chosen the handle Pontifex, haven't you? Talk us through this. Why this choice?
Well, it's not as if we could choose any handle we wanted. Let's be very obvious about that. And we looked at the various options that were available. And one of the things that appealed to us about Pontifex was it captures the office as well as the person. And then also the meaning of Pontifex originally was this idea of the bridge builder. And variety of what at its best new media is. At its best, new media provides a forum for the exchange of ideas, for people to dialogue, to know each other, to understand each other, to build bridges. So for us, the Pope as bridge builder, also in new media.
Are there any risks involved in this, as indeed in other areas like Facebook?
Of course there are risks involved, but there's risks involved in everything. I mean, one of the things that one is very clear is if we want to be purer than pure, we close ourselves in and we don't engage. The positive way of seeing this is it allows us to have a channel, to have an entry into an arena that is very, very important for getting our message out to so many people. The risk is everybody else has a view, and they may say nice things or horrible things or sad things or difficult things, or they may say insulting things. But I think it's not our job to be chasing down every negative thing, because then that defines our message. This is us saying, here's something important, we have something important to say, and let's say it and entrust it to the goodwill of so many people.